SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Dit is SBS Dutch. Op sbs.com.au/dutch staan nog meer interessante verhalen.
Joyce van Dutch with Joyce en vandaag hebben we een nieuwe Nederlandse les over de basement. De basement in het Nederlands is de kelder. De kelder. En de kelder is een handige ruimte voor extra opslag. Opslag is storage, also a very good word to know. Opslag, storage. Opslaan is the verb that goes along with it, which is kind of to save if you save things on your computer. But also if you save things for storage, that's where it comes from. And ruimte, we've had this before, but ruimte is space. De kelder is een handige ruimte voor extra opslag. The basement is a convenient / handy space for additional, for extra storage. Dan hebben we wasmachine en droger. So, wasmachine is your washing machine. En droger, think about oog, eye, with a dr in front of it, is dry. And so, a droger is a dryer. Very easy to remember. We bewaren de wasmachine en droger in de kelder. Bewaren is to keep. So we keep the washing machine and the dryer in the basement. We bewaren de wasmachine en droger in de kelder. Also good to know is that most Dutch houses don't really have a laundry room as we do here. So either it will be kept in the kelder or maybe sometimes in the bathroom, or if there's an extra room, we call that een bijkeuken, which is usually a room next to the kitchen. 3. Tools. Tools is het gereedschap. You might have heard this word before when we talked about the schuur, the shed. Some people like to keep their gereedschap in the kelder if they don't really have a shed. Het gereedschap hangt netjes georganiseerd aan de muur in de kelder. So the tools are neatly organized on the wall in the basement. Het gereedschap hangt netjes georganiseerd aan de muur in de kelder. Then, what most of the time the kelder is used for is for stock. So anything that doesn't really fit in our day-to-day food in the kitchen, we kind of save that, store that in the kelder. So your stock is je voorraad, de voorraad. In de kelder hebben we een grote voorraad eten en drinken. In the basement, we have a large stock of food and drinks. In de kelder hebben we een grote voorraad eten en drinken. And Dutchies like to store a lot of food in their kelder. That's partly from, I guess, trauma from the war, to make sure that we always have enough food. And also because we like to save money. So when something is on discount and you have like a 3-for-1 thing, we like to stock up and store it in our kelder. Then, if you're fancy, you might have a wine rack in your kelder. Een wijnrek, super similar. Het wijnrek in de kelder bevat een mooie collectie wijnen. The wine rack in the basement holds a beautiful collection of wines. Het wijnrek in de kelder bevat een mooie collectie wijnen. So bevatten is to hold or contain something. If you don't have enough space in your kitchen or you want something extra to stock some more food, you might have an extra freezer there. A freezer is de vriezer. Again, very similar. De vriezer staat in de kelder om extra voedsel te bewaren. The freezer is in the basement to store extra food. So voedsel is kind of a more formal synonym for eten. De vriezer staat in de kelder om extra voedsel te bewaren. Other things if you have a big basement space could be your archive, which is an archief. Again, a very Dutchified word for the English word. Het archief. We hebben een archiefkast in de kelder voor belangrijke documenten. We have a filing cabinet in the basement for important documents. We hebben een archiefkast in de kelder voor belangrijke documenten. Now, some people have it as an extra room. If you really have a big room underneath your house, that could be something like a hobby room, de hobbyruimte of de hobbykamer. Mijn vader heeft een hobbyruimte ingericht in de kelder om te klussen. My father has set up a hobby room in the basement for doing tiny jobs around the house. Mijn vader heeft een hobbyruimte ingericht in de kelder om te klussen. So, inrichten is to set up or sometimes to decorate, as in where you would put your furniture. De kelder is ook een goede plek om spullen op te bergen die wij niet dagelijks gebruiken. Opbergen is just as opslaan, something to store. So to store is also used as opbergen. The basement is also a good place to store items we don't use daily. De kelder is ook een goede plek om spullen op te bergen die we niet dagelijks gebruiken. Dus de spullen zijn items or stuff. We can also interexchange it with dingen, as we like to use a lot. En de laatste zin. Soms gebruiken we de kelder als speelruimte voor de kinderen op regenachtige dagen. Sometimes we use the basement as a play area for the kids on rainy days. Soms gebruiken we de kelder als speelruimte voor de kinderen op regenachtige dagen. So here are a few sentences of how people use their kelder. And we are curious how you use it and which words are new for you. Happy practicing and I'll catch you next time. Doei!
Wil je nog meer soortgelijke verhalen? Luister via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify of waar je je podcasts dan ook vandaan haalt.